6. 6 Music. From 2 a.m. Introducing with Tom Robinson. At midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC. That's who.
The lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Welcome everybody to another edition of the programme. Thanks to Stuart McConey, another amazing edition of the Freak Zone. I do love it. I'm seeing Stuart on stage actually at Number 6 Festival in Port Merion in a couple of weeks' time. We both found out we were going to be there, and he said, "Should we do something together?" I said, "Yeah, great." So that's going to happen. I don't know what it is yet. I don't think he knows either. I am Guy Garvey. I'm in my little house in North Manchester, as normal, putting together the show for you this week. We opened the programme there with Grizzly Bear and a song called Easier from the first album of theirs I heard called Yellow House. Grizzly Bear are my featured artists this week. Three tracks from them between now and midnight. And lots more besides. The Beckopedia will be dropping by, of course. There'll be snippets from the Desert Island Discs archive. Song for Guy recommendations from you lot. and new music from, let me have a look, The Scene, The Cake and The Unthanks. Something very northern from The Unthanks, like they do anything else. I've got a little bit of a cold, as you can probably hear, but that doesn't mean I'm going to be keeping the yapping to a minimum. Expect me to be crapping on in between all and every tune. But for now, let's have a listen to this tune from the Black Keys. This song's called The Breaks, and it was the first thing of theirs I've ever heard. It took them a good while to get to the level they're at now, and well deserved it is too. They've done sessions for me here and there down the years, and a lovely pair of chaps they are. Here we go, here's the Black Keys and The Breaks. Happy Sunday, everyone.
Lean forward slightly, look straight at the speaker, and listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
See, what I forgot to do was I forgot to put the couch cushions in front of my piano. You see now, makes my room sound like a professional studio, doesn't it? Acoustics. Great radio. I've got an email here from David Parkin. Nay, a Song for Guy recommendation from David Parkin. If you're unfamiliar with the concept, I'd like you all to recommend songs that you think I would never have heard for some reason. Expand our knowledge of music. You just have to recommend them. Don't actually send the songs themselves. We'll go and find them. And David Parkin sent me a lovely email telling me how he had a huge accident which left him beaten up, broken ribs and bones, a month in a coma, a very big brain injury, a tracheotomy, bless him. When his mum realised he was going to be all right, it was to an Elbow song, and they both celebrate over that tune, and he sent me a really beautiful email about that. And towards the end of the email, he recommends a song. He says, I like Birds by Eels, because you do like birds. You don't, unfortunately, like Eels, so that's a long shot. David, you weren't listening. I didn't used to like Eels until I was educated about the finer points of the man's work by the Six Music listener. It was amazing. Incidentally, the Port Merion Festival that I mentioned at the beginning of the show, Mark Riley's going to be covering it as well. So, six music are at Port Merion. It's going to be quite a weekend. This for David Parkin. I'm glad you're up and about and all fixed and working again. I do like birds and I do like eels, so why wouldn't I play a tune like this?
I can't look at the rocket launch, the trophy wives of the astronauts, and I won't listen to their words, 'cause I like birds.
One might even say written in a hurry. That was Eels and I Like Birds. Thanks to David Parkin for that recommendation. I'm going to play you three minuets, three tiny little songs, all about a minute or 2 minutes long each. Certainly no more than that. In fact, let me just check it out. I've got how long they are here. This next one is 1 minute and 2 seconds. And 1 minute and 5 seconds is the next one. And 1 minute 50 seconds later in the programme. Three tiny little tunes proving the songs don't have to be great big long things to work. This one's from Cat Stevens. It's from T for the Tiller Man. And in fact, it's the title track. It's a beautiful little thing.
Sun, wine for the woman who made the rain come. Seagulls sing your hearts away as wild sinners sin, the children play. Oh Lord, how they play and play for that happy day, for that happy day.
Lovely, isn't it, the way it ends? Just hanging in the air as if it's like it's continuing somewhere without you, if you know what I mean. All music playing at all times somewhere. I like that idea. I know it's not true. I can think of many records that nobody's ever going to play ever again. But all music playing somewhere else. This is a ponderance that I should perhaps keep to myself. This next tune is by the Unthanks and Brig House and Railstrick Brass Band. It's a live recording, and as you know, all this month Six Music is celebrating live music. It's an extraordinary rendition of a very touching song. Some of you may find it twee or even just a little too northern for your tastes, but I urge you to listen to the lyrics, and I defy you not to be touched in some way by the King of Rome, by the Unthanks and Brig House and Railstrick Brass Band. Have a listen to the words to this one.
Thank you.
Some way moved by that, you are made of stone. That was The King of Rome by The Unthanks with Brighouse and Rail Street Brass Band. Well done, everybody involved in that recording. I love it, and I love live music, and I love the fact that you can record live music and keep it forever. I love it.
To get the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra to play with us in a little place in Sheffield will be mind-blowing, there's no doubt about it.
BBC Philharmonic presents Richard Hawley on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Listen to my very special live performance with the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra. Every time I sort of think about it, the hairs on the back of my neck stand up and I do get really, really excited. Catch up now at the 6 Music website.
Richard Hawley.
Part of BBC Radio 6 Music celebrates live music.
Guy Garvey, the right side of the celestial equator.
Time for another song from my featured artist of the week. This is Grizzly Bear. This is called Deep Blue Sea. This was a song for Guy recommendation, by the way, from Kay Patterson, all the way back in October 2009. Thanks for alerting me to this one, Kay.
Silver space.
Tune from our featured artist of the week, Grizzly Bear, in the next hour of the show. That was Deep Blue Sea. So my email account got hacked and I started spamming all my friends with something about weight loss pills, which could be taken the wrong way, do you know what I mean? But what it did mean is an awful lot of people got in touch saying, you've been hacked, you're spamming me. There you go. I mean, these are things that you wouldn't have said 10 years ago. You've been hacked, you're spamming me. How Gelbs said, spam, how wonders. That's exactly the length of his email. Anyway, nice to hear from you, How, however brief. This tune's from The Listener, which is a great record if you want to get it. How has a wonderful way with words, very playful, very spontaneous, very relaxed. And he is, of course, the coolest guest I've ever had on The Finest Hour. Here he is with Lying There.
You can bumble up your own birthday party just by showing up 1 year late. Foul up playing in traffic just by trying to concentrate. It was gonna be easy, should have been a guess. All you had to do was lie there. But apparently that could be too much to ask or even try. Celebrating it each day. It should have been a cakewalk. Should have been a sip from the flask. All you had to do was lie there. All you had to do was lie. All you had to do was lie there. But apparently that could be too much to try or even ask. dragon bath. All you had to do was lie there. All you had to do was lie. All you had to do was lie there. Apparently that could be too much to even supply.
Howie Gelb and Lying There from The Listener. Love it. James is emailed in. His email address is Toast Not Ghost. I wonder if that refers to the famous Desiree lyric. Is it Desiree? I'd rather have a piece of toast than see a ghost. I think it is. Anyway, new listener alert from James. He says, last night you asked people to let them know how they listen to the show. I am interested in how people listen to the show. Usually I doze off listening to you on Sunday night, says James, and listen to the rest of the show at work on Monday morning. I love it. This Sunday I was woken at 6 a.m. by the missus going into labour. Wow, inconsiderate of her. We had a pretty traumatic birth, but then all births are pretty traumatic. She gave birth to a beautiful girl at 12:35 called Alice Elsie, and I spent the rest of the day with her in hospital. Oh, welcome to the world, little girl. James says he got back at 11 p.m, dazed, tired, elated, and a word I can't read out on the radio, went up to bed and lay down in the dark. It was then that I played Badly Drawn Boy, and he remembered a gig at the Royal Albert Hall, which was one of his favourite evers. He says, do you know what The Shining by Badly Drawn Boy sounds like to a shattered man lying in the dark who's seen his daughter born earlier that day? It sounds pretty, word I can't read on the radio, good. It was a moment. This isn't really for reading out in the show, says James, just thought you'd like to know. Well, red rag to a bull. He says, P.S. Open Arms by Elbow was playing on Radio 2 in the car as I drove her in labour to the hospital. Oh, you mentioned that now, James. I see what you've done there. Oh, what a lovely email. Welcome to the world, Alice Elsie. Simon Richmond's been in touch with a Song for Guy recommendation. He says, Stephen Fretwell, Funny Hat. I'm sure you've heard it many times, as I guess the Elbow Boys know Stephen well. I once saw Pete and Jupp play with him on a couple of songs at Northumbria Uni a few years ago. Yeah, they had a bit too much fun on tour with Fretwell, do you know what I mean? We've had to slap a ban on it. Anyway, thank you very much. He's recommended Funny Hat. I do know this song. I prefer recommendations to be that rather than requests, but I'll make an exception in the case of our Stephen, because it is a beautiful song. Stephen Fretwell and Funny Hat.
That creepy guy gave me your hat right before you arrived in my room. You know you shouldn't ever look at anyone like that. You know you're not that great when you drink in the afternoon. Now I wouldn't want to chance anything. It's far too early in the morning. I should probably eat and you should probably sleep. I think that banging on the wall's a warning. I heard your brand new song on the radio, and it made me remember why I loved you so, and the bit about the summer. Well, I know what you mean. It's funny cause I saw your sister on TV. She's nearly as famous as you now, I see. singing at that all-inclusive in Spain, washing her hair in the warm rain, and all the nuns are out parading the square. The bells are ringing, there's a crack in the grain of the chair, and the mess on the floor reminds me of last night. I told the doorman that you were my wife, as he picked me up and he threw me outside. Well, that Kafkan guy had it coming from the start. It's all coming back so heavy, every part. Does this make any sense? Are you getting the gist? There's no other way to reach you. Since I'm being apart, you insist. I'm sure you won't hear mine the way that I heard yours.
My mate Steve and Funny Hat. Beautiful. Thanks for the Song for Guy recommendation, Simon Richmond. Leanne LaHavas, her star, is in the ascendancy. We've run into each other quite a few times this summer. All too briefly, I'm afraid to say, at the last festival we saw her at, which was Electric Picnic in Ireland, and indeed Elwell's last festival of the year, in a way. Anyway, all too briefly, Anne, as always, what a lovely girl. Here's the first song I ever heard by her, featuring my friend Willie Mason. This is No Room for Doubt.
You caught me guilty, taking the pieces of you. That night you took flight, couldn't decide what to do. I won't let a safe bet continue to make me go blue. I could go solo, would that be the right thing to do? We all we do. I learn from you. We all make mistakes. We do. I learn from you.
Tiptoe too slow out of the door to your house. I know you know that this way leads me out. Outside too bright, you're within, I'm without. You're within, I'm without.
We all make mistakes.
We do. I learn from you. We do. I learn from you.
Please sleep softly, leave me no room for doubt.
Please sleep softly.
Please sleep softly, leave me no room for doubt.
Leave me no room for doubt.
Please sleep softly.
Please sleep softly. We do. I learn from you. We all make mistakes. We do. I
learn from you. We all make mistakes. Oh, we do. I learn from you. We all make mistakes. Oh, we do. I learn from you.
Softly,
leave me no room for doubt.
Leave me no room for doubt.
Leanne LaHavis featuring Willie Mason. That was No Room for Doubt.
It's important that Six Music plays underground music or undiscovered music because no one else does. We deserve a medal and one day I'm sure we'll get one.
This is Mark Riley.
If I like a record, I play it. If I really, really like it, I ask him in for a session. It's a very complicated system I dreamt up myself.
Monday to Thursday nights from 7.
Six Music.
I work along the lines of if you don't like what's on now, hopefully you will like what's coming up straight afterwards. Hence a 10-minute Genesis track back to back with some Japanese black metal or maybe the new single from the Jim Jones Review. People should be interested in the show because it's full of interesting music. I mean, the fact that a dullard presents it probably takes some of the sheen off, but you can't have everything, eh?
Mark Riley on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Guy Garvey on 6.
A circumpolar star, if ever I saw one.
So, I'm playing you 3 minuets on the show this week, in between things, but just to show that... We cover all ends of the musical spectrum here on Six Music, as I'm sure you already know. Here's a song that's 11 minutes long. This is the Smashing Pumpkins and Starla in all its glory. This was on their B-sides album, a really brave, exploratory piece. Have a listen to the loop that they get into towards the end. It feels like it never stops ascending. Now, how can that be? Musically, it's impossible. But the way it's constructed means it feels like it's building and building and building and building. And it could go on forever, which is probably why this song is so long. Also, look out for on this tune, on a little bongo section in the middle, you can hear traffic and police sirens in the background. That was apparently recorded in Billy Corgan's bedroom. Can you believe that? I love it. Recording is a wonderful thing. Here, the Smashing Pumpkins from their B-sides album Pisces Iscariot, The Amazing Starla. love it. Very nice to hear Tom Ravenscroft filling in for Lamac all last week. Very amusing chap he is too. I do love his programme, but yeah, a nice slant to have it on during drive time. Similarly, great to hear Namone covering for Lauren every morning last week. She played a tune by Jeff Buckley on Thursday, which I really enjoyed, and it led me to this recording. I'm not sure this was ever due to be released. It certainly wasn't released officially. I got it through a man who knows a man who knows a man who knows a man. It's Liz Fraser and Jeff Buckley in a rare duet called All Flowers in Time. And what a magic thing to have those two great voices singing together. It's a beautiful thing that should be released officially. Anyway, here we go.
Thank you.
Radio.
Six Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC. That's who.
Gather.
Radiohead and Give Up the Ghost. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. This could be my finest hour if that wasn't. I'm with you till midnight. Don Letts takes over then with Culture Clash Radio, which is an amazing program if you've never heard it. Very knowledgeable man with wide-ranging tastes and, a lovely bloke he is as well. I've been singing as my default song recently, Picture in a Frame, since I framed a picture of the six music presenters, which features me from the last gathering we had around Christmas time last year. I put in a frame and, it's on my wall now. I'm gazing at the beautiful faces. Very proud I am. My featured artist this week is Grizzly Bear. They have four albums out. They're the only non-electronic artist on Warp Records. They're from Brooklyn, or they're Brooklyn-based at least. They are Edward Drost, Daniel Rosson, Chris Taylor and Christopher Bear. They've been described as psychedelic pop, folk rock and experimental. And their stuff is just beautiful. It's subtle, it's dynamic. There's a lovely lo-fi quality to all their recordings. Their new album, which at the moment is called Shields, but don't count on that. We were only given that title very, very recently. Features this song yet again. This is the single, in fact, the latest single from Shields, if it's going to be called that. Here they are, is Grizzly Bear. Go and buy all their records. You will thank me for it later. Here's Yet Again. Beautiful, right? Grizzly Bear and Yet Again. That's the next single from their forthcoming album, which at the moment is called Shields. Okay, I'm playing you minuets, two in a row now. Tiny little short songs. This first one from Gavin Bryars is just over a minute long and features footage from a documentary on the homeless that was made by a friend of his. So you hear a guy singing on this who was singing on his own in a subway, and Gavin Bryars orchestrated and put a choir behind it. It sounds to all intents and purposes like you can hear what's going on in the man's head. It's a wonderful piece of music, which Tom Waits was involved with a version of at one point, and in fact says it's one of his favourite pieces of music ever made. Here is Gavin Bryars with Jesus' Blood Never Failed Me Yet.
Jesus' blood never failed me yet. Never failed me yet. Jesus' blood never failed me yet. This one thing I know, holy God, Jesus' blood never failed. Never found me yet. Blood never found me yet. This one thing I know, only God.
Isn't that amazing? Gavin Bryars and Jesus' Blood Never Failed Me Yet. And that was a small version of the tune. You can get a whole EP full of that song if you go and look online. But that was from Miniatures Volume 2. Somebody edited it for that particular thing. Beautiful, though. Here's some new music now from The Sea and Cake. This, from the album Runner, is The Runner. And I think it's great.
Thank you.
Sea and Cake and Runner from the album, or rather, The Runner from the album Runner. I love it.
Hi, I'm Rami.
I'm Oliver.
I'm Jamie.
Will you please welcome to the stage for Six Music, in session, The XX.
Listen to us, The XX, performing at the BBC Made of Earth Studios.
As part of Six Music celebrates live music. This was the first place we ever did a session. This place is of legend.
It feels really special to be here. It's just really fun to be playing new songs.
Join me, Steve Lamack, for The XX, in session and in conversation.
It's really nice to be with a group of people that are all excited about the music. It's quite an event. Part of Six Music celebrates live music.
This Monday from 4 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Thank goodness for hydrostatic equilibrium.
And Guy Garvey's Finest Hour on Six Music.
I mentioned after playing, or before playing, that Gavin Bryars number that Tom Waits was a huge fan of his. I don't need any excuse to play Tom Waits records, but that gave me one anyway. This one reminds me of my old friend Brian, who used to do a rendition of it at an out-of-tune piano at 4 o'clock in the morning. He also used to do it as Noel Coward for my amusement, which is something that will stay with me for an awful long time. Tom Waits and Grapefruit Moon.
Thank you.
I slip. It's like the stars into obscurity. But every time I hear that melody, puts me up a tree. A grapefruit moon, one star shining, is all that I can see.
Tom Waits and Grapefruit Moon from the album Closing Time. Do you know that Michael Eavis of Glastonbury fame eats an entire grapefruit every morning? When I say entire, I mean all of it. He walks out to the barn chewing the pips to milk the cows. He's told me. I've seen him do it, in fact. Anyway. Minuets. We're having a look at tiny little miniature songs. This one from Joanna Newsom is 1 minute 50 seconds long. It's from the album Have One On Me, and it's peculiar in its shortness where that album is concerned, certainly. It's called On A Good Day. It's about being able to feel the end of a relationship coming up, and it's an absolute heartbreaker, but it is so beautifully written. If you've ever felt that way, if you feel that way right now, you'll really appreciate this. Actually, if you feel that way right now, perhaps turn the radio off for 1 minute 50 seconds. But this is just an amazing piece of writing, straight directly from Joanna Newsom's heart. This is On A Good Day.
Hey, 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 the end is near. On a good day, you can see the end from here. But I won't turn back now, though the way is clear. I will stay for I saw life and I called it mine. I saw it drawn so sweet and fine. And I had begun to fill in all the lines, right down to what we'd name her. Our nature does not change by will. In the
Adler was born contrary. After showing early promise as a pianist, his parents sent him to the Peabody Conservatory in Baltimore, where he demonstrated his contempt for its highbrow attitude by pounding out "Yes, we have no bananas" at a recital, resulting in his expulsion. Having decided to make the mouth organ his chosen instrument, he won the Maryland Harmonica Championship at 13 before running away to make his fortune. And make it he did, working his way up from busker to movie star by delighting and surprising audiences with masterful renditions of everything from Mozart to Gershwin. But at the height of his success, his uncompromising attitude cost him his career in an America gripped by McCarthyism. Rather than betray his friends or his beliefs, he left the country he once loved and moved to Britain, where right up to his death, he was cherished as a musician, writer and raconteur. Yet despite his ebullient character, in every sob and keen of his harmonica were the shadows of the life he left behind, wrought in the music he would always love. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
As chosen by the Beckopedia, that was Larry Adler with It Ain't Necessarily So. Beautiful. That's a classic Beckopedia, by the way. It's one we've played before. I just wanted to hear it again. Let's now have a dip into the BBC archive. Let's have a listen to an edition of Desert Island Discs where Brian Eno was talking about his favourite songs. Here is Sue Lawley.
Were you a conventional child of the 60s? I mean, duffel-coated and Beatle-loving, or were you something else again?
I was a bit mixed up because I was a mod at one time, but I didn't have a motor scooter. So I was a sort of a rather conceptual mod, I would say. Then I went to art college, yes, and I was sort of a beatnik as well for a while. There was a big crossover at that time between young beatniks and young mods.
You crossed over in other ways too, didn't you? Didn't you go into women's clothes at this stage?
I used to wear a lot of women's clothes, yes. For instance, velvet bodices and things like that. I didn't wear skirts very often.
Feather boas, or was that later?
I wore feather things, that kind of thing. I used to get all my clothes from jumble sales, and they're not really sorted as regards sex in jumble sale stalls, you know, so I just used to pick up anything I liked the look of.
And you wore makeup too, did you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You must have been one of the first. I mean, this was before Bowie was doing it, and Boy George was never heard of at that stage.
Yes, he was a very young Boy George then, I think. Infant George.
Were you one of the first, do you think?
Yes, I think so, yes. Though, of course, there was a background among gay men of doing that. I may have been one of the first heterosexuals to do that.
Go on, what's the next one, then?
The next one is the only record that I have any connection with. I kind of made a rule to not take records that I was in any way connected with. However, I've worked with two of the members of this band. This is called the Velvet Underground. They were sponsored by Andy Warhol, and they came out of that New York scene of the late 60s. And they were very, very contrarian at the time. This was at a time when everyone was singing about wearing flowers in their hair. And the Velvet Underground came out with songs like Heroin and Waiting for the Man and so on, which were very tough, urban, and I thought amazing songs. I remember first hearing this record and going completely crazy about it and walking around with the album for about a year saying to everyone, you must listen to this band, this is the future. Well, it turned out to be true, you know. If you read interviews with young bands now, at least, 75% of them will say Velvet Underground was a big influence.
Sunday morning brings the dawn in. It's just a restless feeling by my side. Early dawning Sunday morning. It's just the wasted years so close behind. Watch out, the world's behind. There's always someone around you who will call. It's nothing at all. Sunday morning, and I'm falling. I've got a feeling I don't want to know.
Wonderful. As chosen by Brian Eno when he was on Desert Island Discs with Sue Lawley. Sue Lawley! Do you remember that gag? That was The Velvet Underground and Sunday Morning. A Song for Guy recommendation now from Ali Gaffney. She says, having heard how close you came to losing a listener over the pronunciation of the band Subtract a couple of weeks ago, I write with a song recommendation in an attempt to remedy the dodgy exclusive use of lowercase letters in your writing. Yeah, she's referring to elbow record sleeves, only using lowercase. The word elbow looks better in lowercase. We decided that a long time ago, without a capital E. So we decided to do lowercase on lots of things. It's not a hard and fast rule, it's just something we've ended up doing. And she's right, it is dodgy. She says, I'm 2 years into my career as a primary school teacher, and having spent my time working with wonderful kids, can honestly say I can't imagine a better job in the world. I listen to your show and iPlayer each Monday morning as I set up our classroom for the week and take recommendations to play to the kids in class. An artist on regular rotation for handwriting practice, on the rare occasions we make time for such nonsense, is the lovely Laura Veers. Try Life is Good Blues from the brilliant July Flame. Your letters will be joined and proper nouns capitalised before you know it. Thank you, Ali. Thank you very much. Then she goes on to offer me a strange but tangible, sort of maybe feasible Far East request, which I won't bore you with. because I can't write, can't read her writing. Okay, so here we are. Here is the song that she recommended. Here is the wonderful Laura Veers with Life is Good Blues for our Ali Gaffney. Do keep your Song for Guy recommendations coming in. By Ali Gaffney, our favourite school mom. That was Laura Veers and Life is Good Blues. Craig in Edinburgh. Craig's been in touch. He has a... here we go. Guy. My song for Guy is the track Fuel Up by the fantastic wee band Stornoway. I actually don't believe for a second you've not heard it, but I'm going to suggest it anyway because more people need to hear it. It's shamelessly nostalgic and a bit folksy, but perfect for the late Sunday night slot. It's one of my go-to tracks just now, having hit 30 last year. I find myself looking back on my life more often than I've ever done before, so the song really speaks to me. Nostalgia is a dangerous, but in my case, lucrative thing, Craig. Here it is, for you now, Stornoway and Fuel Up.
Curled up in the back of the car, 9 years old, you don't know where you are. And your head's on the window, your eyes are just closed. There's a voice in the front and a hush on the road. You're a passenger, but your mind is traveling on. Open your eyes and you're 9 years older. Hands on the wheel and you're racing on over to lie with your first love. You can't wait to see her. You borrowed the car and you think you're the driver, but now you're the passenger to your own heart. And it takes you traveling, traveling on. When that morning broke and the sky fell down, it went black as night and the wind blew around and stole your directions. You lost your way home and you felt like a passenger left by the road. Well, I'll tell you the reason you couldn't get home, 'cause it's nowhere you've been and it's nowhere you're going. Home is only a feeling you get in your mind. The people you love and you travel beside. You may feel like a passenger, same shit you talked in those days. And now you're drunk and you're sad for the old times passing you by. Well, there's no rewind, so you might as well play while your time is rolling away. And get back on the road, it's a beautiful day. Pick up all the friends you can find on your way. And if you lose direction, they'll be there guiding you on, guiding you, guiding you on. We're all on the same way down this long road.
So
yes, we're all.
Choice from Craig in Edinburgh. That was a song for Guy called Fuel Up by the band Stornoway. Guy.6music at bbc.co.uk if you think you can pick a song that I will play because it's great, like Craig just did then. So while we're talking nostalgia, Craig and the rest of you, this song is called Flood Part 2. It's from My Friend the Acorn's album. They're not called My Friend the Acorn, they're just friends of mine. The band's called The Acorn, and the album's called Glory Hope Mountain. If you don't have it in your collection, you need it in your collection. It's the true story of the lead singer's mother's life, including her having to cross a swollen river in a flood as a child and having to rely on the kindness of strangers to do that. Here is the story, Flood Part 2. When The Acorn toured with my band Elbow around Europe a few years ago now, he used to let me get up and do the backing vocal on this tune, something I'm very proud of to this day. Ladies and gentlemen, from Glory Hope Mountain, an album you must buy, by the way, this is The Acorn and Flood Part 2.
Make your way
Isn't it beautiful? I told you so. The Acorn, and from Glory Hope Mountain, that was Flood Part 2.
Okay. Are we ascending?
Yeah.
The Beatles did it in Savile Row in 1970. U2 did it on top of a liquor store in Los Angeles in 1987. Brian May did it on top of Buckingham Palace. No, me, Sean Keaveney of the Six Music Breakfast Show. I'm about to follow in those hallowed rock and roll footsteps by going up on top of the roof of Six Music. And shout from the rooftops just how wonderful the breakfast show is. I want to tell the world!
Sean, we can't go up there. We haven't filled out a health and safety form.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
Almost shouting it from the rooftops.
Weekday mornings from 7 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
Leonard Cohen's good, isn't he? Let's have a listen to one of his.
I loved you in the morning, our kisses deep and warm, your hair upon the pillow like a sleepy golden star. Yes, many love before us, I know that we are not new. In city and in forest they smiled like me and you. But now it's come to distances, and both of us must pry. Your eyes are soft with sorrow. Hey, that's no way to say goodbye. I'm not looking for another as I wander in my time. Walk me to the corner, our steps will always rhyme. You know my love goes with you as your love stays with me. It's just the way it changes like the shoreline and the sea. But let's not talk of love or chains and things we can't untie. Your eyes are soft with sorrow. Hey, that's no way to say goodbye. Kisses deep and warm, your head on the pillow like a sleepy golden storm. Yes, many love before us, I know that we are not new. In city and in forest they smiled like me and you. But let's not talk of love or chains and things we can't untie. Your eyes are soft with sorrow. Hey, that's no way to say goodbye.
Leonard Cohen and Hey, That's No Way to Say Goodbye. Sleepy Golden Storm. Wish it was one of mine. I often at the end or towards the end of the programme on a Sunday night go for something of the right mood. It usually ends up being Bill Evans. Somebody pointed out that Peace by Bill Evans has a lot of similarities with Flamenco Sketches by Miles Davis from the most popular jazz album of all time, Kind of Blue. There's a good reason for that. Bill Evans co-wrote Flamenco Sketches with Miles Davis and indeed performs on the song. The recent version of Kind of Blue that came out has an alternate take of Flamenco Sketches, and I thought I'd play that for the remainder of the show for those of you who are familiar with the album perhaps haven't heard this version. So here we go, Miles Davis, Bill Evans and the rest of them. From Kind of Blue, this is Flamenco Sketches' alternate take.
Thank you.
So we have time for Unfortunately Chaps. Thank you so much for listening as always. Don Letts up next with Culture Clash Radio. A brilliant programme. Make sure you don't touch that dial. It's not a dial anymore, really, is it? Don't touch them buttons. Thanks to Michelle and Peter and the wonderful Ian Bent for helping me put the programme together. Thanks to Beccapedia for her contribution, as always. Thanks for your Song for Guy recommendations. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. It just remains for me to say to you, wherever you are... 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Week. Good night, Mum.
From 2 a.m.
The Introducing Mixtape.
Right now,
it's Don Letts.
Crowd of people gather around because Culture Clash Radio is back in town. And for the next 2 hours, I'm your guide for a musical ride across time, space and genres. In the first hour, a pretty lively selection from, amongst others, Roy C, Animal Collective, Papa Sad and Lieutenant Stitchy, The Kinks, ESG of Monsters and Men, Cody Chestnut and Clancy Eccles. Part two, as usual, is going to be a more laid-back affair. But until we get there, here's Thievery Corporation.
Coming from the top.
this town, and I'm the victim, and oh yeah, of a shotgun wedding. Cause your father got the gun, and there ain't no place to run. Shotgun wedding, and oh